Welcome to Lying Down Yoga, a practice that invites you to bridge the mind and body and bring them together in movement through stretching, relaxation, rest, effort, and surrender. Surrendering just into this moment. This practice particularly invites you to bring an awareness to your breath, to movement, to your thoughts and emotions as you explore the postures that are given to you in your workbook and in your class handouts. It will also be helpful if you are wearing comfortable clothing that allows you to rest and stretch with ease. A yoga mat will also be helpful to support you in this practice. So please find yourself a comfortable, quiet place. It is helpful to have enough space so that you can stretch fully. Perhaps trying out stretching your arms all the way up and to your sides to make sure that you have enough room around you and making any adjustments you need to. And as you get comfortable on the floor, we'll just start with lying down on the back. As you begin to ready yourself to explore lying down yoga, it is helpful to keep a few reminders in mind, knowing that each body is different. Each day is different for every body. So just knowing what it feels like to be in your body today and promising yourself to do no harm, to know your limits, and perhaps just stop a little before that. Also giving yourself full permission to modify any pose as you need for this moment in your body. It's absolutely okay to not follow the pose all the way through if there is any pain, any discomfort in the body. Especially if you have any injuries or any conditions that prevent you from exploring a pose fully, please know it's absolutely okay to be in a resting pose. It is as helpful sometimes to just imagine yourself stretching into this pose as it might be to actually do it. So allowing perhaps your eyes to close for a moment if you're comfortable doing that. And just allowing yourself to rest fully. Lying on your back, arms to your side. If you're comfortable with it, palms facing up. We just start by a simple supine pose. Coming to mindful attention as you lie down. And knowing that you're lying down. Perhaps bringing an awareness to places of contact with the floor. Just feeling into the heels, feeling into your back, feeling into the back of your head. And allowing yourself to fully rest here. Breathing in, knowing you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing you're breathing out. and letting your breath be natural, easeful. And when you're ready, breathing in and sweeping your arms along the floor, or perhaps over you if there is not enough space along the floor, and bringing them overhead, stretching them all the way so that they are above your head, palms facing each other perhaps, and stretching. Exhaling, relaxing here, let your arms stay there. And then inhaling, stretching again, this time all the way from your fingertips, through your arms and torso, all the way into your legs and feet, feeling into the toes. And exhale, relax. One more time. Allowing for a deep breath in and stretching, stretching, stretching. And as you exhale, allowing a deep relaxation, allowing yourself to be fully held by the floor. And with the next inhale, feeling your body expand, breathing in, feeling your heart expand. And when you exhale next, allowing your arms to rise above and gently lowering your arms back down to your side, bringing them back. Ah, breathing. And now gently inviting yourself to get ready for the pelvic rock and tilt. So lying flat on the floor, still on your back, inviting both the knees to bend and raise them straight up. Knees pointing to the ceiling, keeping your feet flat on the floor. Inhaling and pressing down slightly on your tailbone, allowing your lower back to arch gently so that you feel a small gap between your lower back and the floor. And exhaling now, gently pressing your lower back down flat against the floor. Repeating this motion now, gently rocking back and forth, tucking your tailbone in and out, being mindful of any sensations in your body, any thoughts and emotions that might come up, allowing the breath to be your guide, expanding your body and contracting it. This allows for a gentle massage in your lower back. And when you're ready, you might come into stillness. Perhaps now extending the legs all the way out and coming gently into the resting position again, the supine resting position. Connecting once again with your breath, feeling the breath coming in and allowing for a rest and ease as your breath leaves you. Now inviting yourself to explore the knees to the chest position, if that is comfortable for you. So lifting both your knees now and bringing them towards your chest and grasping your legs perhaps at the shin just below your knees, both hands, and just holding this position for a few moments. Checking in with the breath, making sure that your neck is relaxed, that your back is also relaxed. Squeezing and giving the knees a gentle hug, squeezing them in. And you're welcome to just stay right here or explore a little bit of rocking. Gentle movements going side to side. And whenever you're ready, coming back again to the center and just giving your knees another big hug. You might be aware of the breath in this position, perhaps noticing that it is not as full when your knees are squeezed into the belly. And now, with a deep in-breath, making the intention to release the legs and allowing them very gently to stretch out. And from here, we will move into the single knee to the chest pose. So allowing your left leg to stay straight. Exhaling, bending your right knee and bringing it towards your chest. Again, grasping it just below the knee with your hands and drawing your thigh closer to your chest, giving it a nice hug. Allowing this practice to just reconnect you with your body, with your heart. And you can keep your head right on the floor or tuck your chin into your chest. Breathing naturally, being mindful of any sensations and thoughts that might be present, any emotions that might be present. And slowly returning your right foot to the right floor, extending your leg out and straightening both legs, allowing now for a full body stretch. You're welcome to raise your hands again all the way up over your head and stretch. And then allowing your hands to float, arms to float back down to your side. And getting ready for the opposite side. Keeping your right leg straight. Exhaling and bending your left knee now. Bringing it towards your chest again. Grasping it just below the knee and pulling it up so that your thigh and your knee are close to your heart, close to your chest. Allowing yourself now to connect in this position. Breathe and just know your body as much as possible in this position. And allowing yourself to just do this to whatever extent is comfortable for you. And then when you're ready, you might breathe and very gently let go. Let go of that bent knee and straighten the leg out. And once again, coming into a full body stretch. Allowing your legs to really extend, toes to stretch out. Breathing, expanding the torso, allowing it to rest with the exhale. And you're welcome, as always, to extend your arms overhead all the way so that it's a full body stretch from the tips of your fingers to the tips of your toes. And with an exhale, bringing the arms back down right next to you and breathing. And now we'll prepare to move into the cat and cow pose. So gently taking your time to roll to your side and coming up onto your hands and knees. As we move between poses, always being aware of these moments of transition, mindfulness is just as strong in motion and in movement as it is in stillness. We simply bring attention. And coming on to your hands and knees, allowing your hands to be positioned just below your shoulders. Knees bent at a 90-degree angle. Inhaling and letting your belly sag towards the floor. And lifting your head up. This is the cow pose. And as you exhale, rounding your back, curling your tailbone towards the floor in a posture like a hissing cat. Allowing this to gently move into a repetitive motion. Inhaling, letting the belly sag again. Raising your head up once again. And then moving into cat. Exhale, allow your back to round. With as much attention as possible. Gentle, kind, curious attention. Going back and forth between the cow and the cat. Gentle, easy movement to allow a full stretch into your back. And at any point, if this is difficult for you, you're welcome to just come into a resting pose. If this is hard on your wrists, you may actually make a fist and allow yourself to be on your hands with fists underneath you, giving a little extra support to your wrists. You're also welcome to have a little blanket under your knees if this is difficult for your knees. Always giving yourself permission to modify and allow for props if they help support your practice. And from this position, inviting yourself into the child's pose, a pose of relaxation and ease. So lowering your torso down to the floor, resting your buttocks on top of your feet, just allowing yourself to sink and settle in as best as possible. You might invite the head to rest on the floor, or perhaps create a cradle for your head with your hands. Staying here and breathing naturally and just being mindful of breathing. If the head is comfortable on the floor, you might also consider moving your arms to your sides, palms facing the ceiling, and just resting. Learning to surrender into the moment, just allowing the back to relax, allowing your heart to relax, just connecting with the floor underneath you. Letting this be a pose of complete relaxation and complete ease as best as possible for you. And whenever you're ready, we'll come back to our hands and knees into the bird dog pose. So coming up onto your hands and knees, with your arms straight, again, you're welcome to make a fist if the wrists are painful, and just positioning your hands to feel some balance. Breathing in, breathing out. And if you're ready, and if you feel like you can, extending your left leg out behind you. Level with the hips, just extending as much as possible. And if this feels supported and balanced, and you'd like to add a little more effort, extending your right arm in front of you, shoulder height, all the way straight, so that you feel the stretch now from your right fingertips all the way through and into your left leg that's extended all the way behind you. And breathing, breathing naturally, allowing for mindfulness of breath, sensations, and perhaps thoughts and emotions. Feeling into what it takes to have effort within stillness. And when you're ready, just allowing yourself to release this, coming back again into the neutral all fours position. Feeling again this ease of release from the effort you just put in. Breathing in, breathing out. And when you're ready to repeat on the opposite side, allowing yourself again to just extend your right leg behind you all the way, feeling the stretch, breathing into the stretch. And if you feel ready and balanced, allowing your left arm to extend all the way in front of you. And now feeling the stretch all through your body, from your left fingertips into your right legs and toes. Just being aware of what it takes to balance now. Feeling into the strength and ease within effort. And at any time, if this is challenging for you, allowing yourself to release this pose whenever you're ready. And coming back in onto your fours. Breathing and noticing how your body feels after the stretch, after the effort. Taking a moment here before we move into another transition back onto the floor. This time again, we roll over onto our backs and come back into the supine resting pose on your back. Noticing this moment again of transition. Coming into stillness and just knowing how your body feels in this moment. When you're ready, we will transition into bridge pose. So bringing both knees up, bending them, pointing the knees again towards the ceiling, feet about hip-width apart, flat on the floor. You can leave the arms by your side. Inhaling, curling your spine up off the floor, lifting first from your buttocks, then the lower back, and then, if it is possible for you, the upper back. Just going only as much as is possible for you. There is, of course, effort involved, but there shouldn't be any pain. You can leave your arms right next to you on the side, or you might even want to clasp your hands right under your buttocks, or you can even explore sweeping the arms over you and extending them all the way over your head. Whatever is most comfortable for you. and staying with this pose as best as you can, breathing in and out. And when you're ready, exhaling, returning your arms to the starting position and slowly lowering your back down to the floor, one vertebra at a time. Gently, with kindness and curiosity, if possible. Just being aware and curious of how the body works in moments of effort and in moments of ease, moments of transition. Keeping your feet flat on the floor, allowing the knees still to be bent, knees pointing up to the ceiling. You may wish to bring the knees a little bit closer together, feet a little bit closer together. And just breathing here, feeling the belly rise and fall, feeling supported with the contact of your back against the floor. And if you have the space, allowing your arms to extend to both your sides. If there isn't enough space, you can fold your arms at the elbow, allowing your head to rest in your hands. And with an exhale, gently lowering both knees together onto your right side. Coming into a full twist, and if you would like to and care to, allowing your head to turn so that it's just looking beyond your left hand or left elbow. Breathing into this twist, especially in the lower back area, and seeing if you can just deepen the twist a little bit more with each breath, with each exhale, surrendering a little bit more into the twist. And of course, at any point, if there is any discomfort or pain, releasing the effort. And when you're ready, with an inhale, returning to the neutral position. Keeping the knees still bent, feet still flat on the floor, and taking a moment to breathe, allowing your belly to soften and receive each breath in a softened belly. And now we move into a single leg stretch. So keeping the left knee bent, keeping the left foot on the ground, allowing your right leg to straighten out all the way. And then when you're ready, gently raising your right leg up with your right heel pointing towards the ceiling, raising it as best as possible, whatever degree is comfortable for you. Breathing naturally, you just might feel the stretch now. Feeling into the groundedness in your left foot and the stretch through your right leg. You can just stay right where you are, or you might flex your ankle a little bit, pointing your toes towards the ceiling and then towards your face. You might even rotate your ankle and just try to draw some circles in the air with your toes. One direction, and then changing direction to the other direction. You might notice the effort involved in keeping your leg straight up. And when you're ready, very, very gently floating the leg down, very slowly, allowing it to fully stretch. And when you're ready, letting the left leg also stretch out fully. Breathing in, breathing out. And when you're ready, inviting the same stretch on the other side. Allowing the right knee to bend, firmly placing the right foot on the floor. And then gently raising the left leg over all the way, straight up. Pointing the heel towards the ceiling. Breathing naturally. And if you're comfortable here, allowing your ankle to flex a little bit. Toes to point all the way to the ceiling, and then perhaps towards your face. And you might want to explore rotating your ankle first in one direction and then in the other. Feeling into the effort of keeping the leg raised. And whenever you're ready, very slowly lowering your left leg onto the floor, just letting it very gently float down. And now extending the other leg too, so both your legs are straight out on the floor, and coming into a full body stretch all the way from your toes, allowing your arms to also stretch overhead, feeling the stretch as you inhale all the way from your fingertips into your toes, and exhale, allowing your arms to float back again to your sides. And now you're invited to transition into a side leg stretch. So gently rolling over onto your right side with your legs extended, one on top of the other, and letting your head rest on your right arm and placing your left hand perhaps just right in front of your ribs, to give you a little more balance in this pose. Breathing naturally. And with an inhalation, slowly raising your left leg up. Keeping it straight, extending it, and raising it as high as you are comfortable taking it. Slowly, mindfully, being aware of any sensations, thoughts, or emotions. And you're welcome to keep your leg just where it is, or gently allow it to float down, back to meeting the other leg. Breathing and knowing you're breathing. And then with an inhale, repeating again, raising your left leg all the way up. This time, you're welcome to bring some movement again into your ankle, rotating your ankle, just drawing imaginary circles, if you will, with the toes, and feeling the stretch as you flex your toes, keeping the awareness with your body sensations and your breath. Noticing the effort it takes to be in active stretch. And then whenever you're ready, very, very gently and mindfully taking the time you need to lower the leg back down. And with gentleness and kindness, rolling now over onto your left side, still keeping the legs extended, one on top of the other. Inviting the head to rest now on your left arm, and placing your right hand on the floor in front of your ribs. Steadying yourself here, preparing yourself with the intention now to raise your right leg up. And with a deep inhale, allowing the right leg to rise up all the way, as deeply as you can, staying steady and balanced as best as can be possible, and being mindful of the sensations in both your legs, the one that is raised and that is on the floor. You're welcome to just work with the breath to deepen the stretch just a little more with each breath. And then when you're ready, allowing the right leg to gently float down. And you can stay just right here in a pose of rest, or do this one more time, inviting the leg to rise up again, the right leg, all the way up, and this time playing with the ankle a little bit, flexing it, feeling the muscles stretch in the calves, all through the leg into the thighs as well, rotating the ankle as best you can, and just deepening the stretch to whatever degree possible as you inhale and rest within the effort with the exhale. And whenever you're ready, with a deep inhale in, just feeling this last bit of stretch, and as you exhale, very, very gently, allowing the right leg to float back down to meet the left leg, which is on the floor. And resting here for a few breaths, aware of the sensations in the body, aware of your mind, the emotions and thoughts you might notice. And inviting yourself now into one more pose, the cobra, modified cobra to begin with. So we roll over very gently onto our bellies. Legs are still extended all the way back. And just exhaling, raising your upper body, supporting the weight of the upper body on your forearms, keeping your waist and legs on the floor. And you might just want to take a few breaths here, gently allowing the back to feel the stretch. And you're welcome to stay just in this pose, or if you'd like to extend into full cobra, just being aware of placing your hands right next to your chest, and then very gently extending all the way up so that your arms are as straight as possible, raising your upper body as best as you can, still keeping your waist and legs on the floor, breathing, feeling into the strength of your arms supporting you, just allowing your back to relax, especially your lower back, breathing into this area. And any time you need to release this pose, feeling free to do so. Allowing the breath to be your guide. And with the next exhale, just allowing the body to float back down onto the floor. Lying flat now, perhaps cheek to one side, facing one side or the other, allowing your body now to fully relax here. Arms by your side, and feeling the breath now in this position as your belly is in contact with the floor. And when you're ready, we will transition again onto our back. Very, very gently turning over, supporting yourself as you turn over, and coming back onto your back, allowing yourself to fully relax, stretching your legs all the way out, perhaps allowing for one more full body stretch, raising your arms over your head as you breathe in, and as you exhale, just letting your arms stay there and relax. Surrendering into this moment, into gravity, letting go of whatever is not necessary in this moment. Breathing in, feeling that stretch one more time, and as you exhale, just resting. And breathing in, and as you exhale now, allowing your hands and arms to float back up and to your side. And this time, really allowing the arms and hands to rest by your side, perhaps a little bit farther away, wherever they're most comfortable. Palms facing up. And if you're comfortable, lowering or closing your eyes and just allowing the attention to rest in the rising and falling of the belly. Paying attention now just to this breath, breathing itself in your body. Easy, gentle, kind, curious attention. This is a time for deep relaxation, and with each breath in, allow the awareness to expand and hold everything that is present, nothing excluded. And as you exhale, allowing for very gentle rest, ease, a time to connect and calm, to attend and befriend whatever is present for you. Breathing in, breathing out, resting in the simple breath, this moment. And this moment, and perhaps feeling into the gratitude of this moment that you were able to set this time aside for practice. And whenever you're ready, inviting very gentle movements into your fingers and toes, and extending this movement now through your wrists, your ankles, very gently allowing for a stretch throughout your body. And taking all the time you need to come to an end to this practice, perhaps inviting a gentle smile to your face. May you be well. May you live with ease.